John Michael, it's a terrific win for the lads. I know your son was playing, Donnie Noonan and James, and there's a gang of me, Helen, Barry Murphy and all. Fantastic day for Rack Row Cushing Sound. It was no fluke. I said this to you the last day, John Michael, you have a fine set of footballers there and a fine team.
Very fine set of players who work hard. They're a pleasure to work with. They take on board anything we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that they have the skills to go and play, but also the determination to go and win tough games. And today, it was the toughest, and we came through by a point, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, a nervy start.
Nervy start.
Settled in, then you were grand.
But the pitch, the surf looked great, but the ball bounced.
There was no bounce,
and it was completely dead. And even then, not only that, if the ball went to ground at all, and you're expecting that the ball was going to bounce up into your hand, and all of a sudden it was kind of landing at their feet, they had to try and adjust the stride. And then at that time, they lost the ball so many times as well. And so once we got used to the conditions, and I think things worked out. But it's always going to be a tough game. Leinster final is not easily won.
The man standing at the wall here will take credit. He said he brought football to Rack Row Cushing Sound from Kyle Near and Donnie Noonan, who won several senior titles, didn't you, Donnie? But I tell you, this is a smashing group of footballers, Rack Row Cushing Sound. It's no fluke, or, you know, they're a serious gang of footballers.
I've been involved with the boys for the last 5 years or so, and we always knew we were too good for the junior grade last year, but we couldn't win it, and we couldn't understand what was going wrong, but it really was a little bit of confidence. And in fairness, John Michael started helping in last year in particular, and every training is different. Everyone likes it, everyone enjoys it. I was lucky enough to be with a good team, and we won a bit, but we never won a Leinster. We actually never even got to a Leinster final. We lost two Leinster semis.
Yeah, the one after you left, Tony.
Yeah, well, the one in intermediate, all right.
Yeah, great.
Like them lads, they've had such bad days. The Martins Day when we lost, and the Monaghan Day in the rain 3 years ago. I've never seen dressing rooms like it. Go from there to where we are now is just amazing.
And we're all team as well.
We're not bad. We always said that. Like, I always say, why the boys couldn't beat the Jameses and Gusteran and all our neighbours. And we just need to get up there. We're still
belief.
Yeah, and it's there now. The Junior B's won their final last year. We always say Jimmy was captain of the Junior B's last year, and we won the Junior B on a Friday night, and then we won the Junior A on the Saturday night, and it all drove on. And James was saying maybe he'd won 2 out of 15 finals. Now we've 4 in a row, you know, and that's what we need. Danny, one of our main men all year, gone after 7 minutes today.
Yeah.
And everyone, Bernard.
Like, Bernard's outside.
That man, like, gives you everything like they all do. And the Mead man came in there and he just said he loves the honesty, and that's what we are. We never say a word to the refs, and we just get on with it, and you win and you lose, and lucky enough we're on the win streak, and we know next year we'll give it a go again. We're all Ireland semi-final now, and one more for Croke Park. Well, I've never been there, and I think Owen might have been there. Owen Porter, I don't think any of the rest of us have, and we can't wait. One more match and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, whilst the purists will say 13 points to 12 definitely doesn't define how good a game it was.
No, it was a great game, and it was end to end, and they, of all things, I think they defended the numbers, and they dropped back 14-15 men back, but we broke that down, and we were patient and broke that down, and I think we gave them a lot of their scores from frees, and a few of them were a little bit dubious, but that's the way, that's what happens in the game. And but they just went on again and worked hard, and I think our supporters are delighted that we've won the
and
game.
Great support. Know.
Great, and fabulous support, and they're delighted. And it's not easy to watch, but I tell you, it hadn't been easy to play for those players as well, like, you know, because they give it everything, and that's all we can ask for.
Finally, lads, don't come up to Mead, in all my memory and a long time around, you don't come up to Mead with any team in any competition and win too easily.
If we got another home draw, I would thought we were unbeatable. But we got two home draws, and
you can't complain.
No, we got a very good draw, and there's ups and downs. But coming up here was a bit different, and we're 3 points down, and I think that was a bit nervous. The bus here half an hour earlier than usual. And we'll be ready for that the next day, because the next day we'll be in the Midlands, presumably, if it's the Ulster crowd, and we know the rig out, and we know where we're going, and we'll start better.
You know it'll be tough.
Oh, God, yeah. But that's it. It's just enjoyable. That's what I say to the lads. Football isn't about being fancy. It's about standing up and looking at your man saying, I'm going to beat you. Is that in most sports? Rugby, football, soccer, hurling? You beat your man, you win most games.
Well, lads, it's a great win. Classed as two outsiders, really, but John Michael's not anymore. But
your
two fellas with two different accents from the rest of them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm over 30 years around as well. I'm still a blow-in, but that's okay.
You don't care what they say about you tonight.
Oh, no. Once you get involved with the community, I was here for the first 2 years and still playing a bit with Colin Aaron at the end of it. And I never played with Cushing Sound, but you know, I would be initially until I was finished playing, but the last 5 or 6 years, giving the lads a hand out underage with the girls, and That's what it's all about.
And sure, look at that. It was a great day for the parish, John.
Obviously, yeah, no, I was involved back to 1992 when we won as well. I was there to help the team and to work on different commitments. We've been around but again, that's a real community spirit, and that's the big thing with the whole club, and it really lifts the whole community, and that's something that we're very proud of.
Well done, lads. Enjoy your celebration.
Thank you for being here. Thank you.